4, HKX, mobile.
I'm Patrick. Hope you guys have a good day today. KO4QLD.
It was really good to see you yesterday, and appreciate the moral support, and appreciate you volunteering those supplies up for us.
It was my pleasure. Like I say, I hope things go well for you today.
Hopefully, Rich and Jerry can get in there and get set up and have us another distribution site over that way.
Sir, that's what I'm hoping to. I wanted to say hey, I'll let you get back at your driving. KO4QOD.
It's all because driving up here is not like driving down there. This time of day, they ain't 10,000 cars surrounding you.
Yeah, traffic wasn't too bad last night. I got turned around and missed an exit, but other than that, traffic was pretty good, actually.
I'm glad you made it back safely, and you don't know how much a blessing it was to see you yesterday. Just to spend some time with you and hang out for a little bit and decompress.
I got a little bit of the best chili mac I think I've ever tasted. That stuff was good. Real cheesy. Very good. I was surprised.
They got some good cooks in the kitchen, that's for sure. And especially with the amount of people they're feeding. It's just amazing what this little church can get out and is it capable of doing.
I know, I can imagine, but every time I went by the cafeteria yesterday, tables were full.
There's been people coming in and out nonstop. It's been a steady flow of people willing to help, bringing supplies, and people needing supplies, and people taking supplies to distribute to other places. It's amazing to watch people come together and put all their pettiness aside and just try to help one another.
And that's the way it should be. We shouldn't be dependent upon the government for nothing. We should be able to help each other out just like that, just like what's happening up there.
I agree. The government's got its place, but it takes too much and too much red tape to get those things done, and sometimes you don't have that time. People's lives are hanging in the balance.
Sir, you're exactly right. It's a shame to say, but that's the way things are going.
Doing up this early?
Normally up this early. I just had radio on, felt like saying good morning.
Good to hear you. I didn't know if anybody would be there or not. I know Ken was on here this morning at his normal 5:30, so talked to him for a few minutes till my battery at the house decided to say it had enough. So, and it did get charged yesterday like I thought it did, so that was my fault. But, oh well, we're good. I had another battery if I needed it, and it just wasn't worth changing it out.
Roger that. I got them boxes made for my backup power to hook up to your vehicle. I'll show you next time you're over this way, but worked pretty good. Just hooked it up to the wrong spot on the radio. Didn't mess nothing up. Just radio went dead for a minute. But the boxes work. So that's a good thing. KO4QOG.
Chris, I look forward to seeing them when I come down there next time. But I am pulling into the parking lot, so I'm going to jump off here and say 7-3, because I know when I walk in here, I'm going to hit the ground running. So, good to hear you this morning, and definitely was good to see you yesterday, and just take a break and hang out with you for a little bit. So, I do appreciate that, Chris. And I know it was a lot for you to make the trip up here, but it meant a lot to me.
My pleasure. 7-3, Patrick. KO4, QLGM, clear.
KO4HKX, clear.
KX, this is M4VUT.
VUT, good morning, Jamie. KO4HKX here.
Good morning. I was just going to let you quickly know I'm getting ready to head out the door right now, so I'll see you in about an hour.
Be looking forward to seeing you. Appreciate everything you've done this week. You've been over here volunteering at least 2 days now, three, so I do appreciate that. So all hands on deck today, because it sounds like it's going to be a busy one. So I'll see you when you get here. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear. 7-3.
Clear, 73.